This is on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for July 9th, 2020. The time now is 7:02 PM. Please have a roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. Will you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders and our doctors and nurses? Thank you. First up on the agenda is payroll. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll, check dated 7/10 of 2020. Total amount is going to be $43,200.87, with $9,740.03 in withholdings and deductions.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up is approval of supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve a supplemental appropriations dated July of 2020 and incorporate this one-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
You don't need to talk about this real quick, just so they know. So this appropriations, we move some money over to cover the unemployment amount based on what the individuals that filed for unemployment were entitled to, just to cover. I'm still working on with unemployment office in regards to
appealing
the one. I sent another appeals through, as I was told by one lady I was actually able to talk to in the unemployment office. She also sent an email to the local unemployment office here. Hopefully somebody gets back to me in regards to it, but I'll keep following up.
Do they actually contact the person themselves?
Then I don't know exactly what they do. The lady I end up talking to after being transferred four times, she was the fifth person I talked to in one day. She was in the tax department, and they're cross-trained to a certain degree, so her thing isn't tax, but she can do a couple other things. So she was able to help me with certain things, but other things she couldn't help me. That's why she sent me an email to the local office. Hopefully they'll get back to me in regards to exactly, you know, where we're at with the appeals, what we need to do to go forward with. But she just said put another appeals in on the website, and just say that you sent one in originally before the appeals time frame, and then we'll go from there. So I'm still working on it. We're still trying. I'm going to contact prosecutor's office tomorrow and see about the payment, if we, you know, because we're getting a bill,
right?
Whether we have to pay it, what we go about doing it until we find out about the appeals. Next up on the agenda is purchase orders and training requests. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve. Nope, sorry. Sorry, I'll skip that back. I'll go back to purchase order training request. Anyone have, Mark, you have any?
I do.
Start with you, Dave.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order for the police department. The vendor information is Tri-Tech Software Systems. This is the annual invoice for Zerker. The total is $3,566.
Second.
Any discussion?
Not with any. Roll call, please.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve a training request. This is for a total of $740. It's for two of our officers, Justin Harvey and Todd Zaja, to attend property room management on October 6th and 7th at Opata up in Richfield.
Second.
We don't know if it's going to be open by then. Everything's starting to open up, but they could close it down just as quick. But we'd like to get some of our training done, so.
Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
That's all I have.
Chuck, do you have any?
Yeah, I have a purchase order. So I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order, Department of Service. The vendor's going to be Carvo Companies, Inc. This is going to be for the Hood Road Construction and Paving Project. The amount is going to be $456,288.
Second.
Motion on this, that's basically
everything.
Yep.
That's the complete project, and then we'll get the $124,000 back from the OPWC grant as the job goes and they get the invoices.
Right. Roll call.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
And Angela, before I do this one, this is for the Conservation District. It's our portion.
That's the education portion.
We're good, okay. At this time, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. The department's admin. The vendor's going to be the Medina County Soil and Water Conservation District. And this is for the public education and outreach per our agreement with Conservation. Total amount is $3,969.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
That's all I have for purchase orders and that. Now we're on. Next up, yep.
Was Nick supposed to put on the agenda the resolution for the Hood Road project?
It is. It's under new business, second one down.
Okay, there it is.
And I have it over here with the exhibit.
I didn't know if you should do that before you did his purchase order. I didn't know if you want to back that up or not.
I didn't see the resolution, but I don't know that that's
just like awarding the bid.
Well. You might want to do that before you do the purchase order.
You want to do that first then?
Chuck will have to.
Chuck, you just want to amend your,
just take it off for now. Rescind it. So I'd like to make a motion to rescind my purchase order.
Second.
Roll call.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
All right, then I guess we go down to new business. We'll go to Hood Road Improvement Project. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 07092020-019, Township Highway 130 Hood Road Improvement Project. Resolution accepting the bid and awarding the 2020 Hood Road Improvement Project in Medina Township and to execute contracts as required. Whereas three bids dated June 18, 2020 for the Hood Road Improvement Project in Medina Township, Medina County, Ohio, were received and reviewed by Medina County Engineer. And whereas the Medina County Engineer estimated for the cost of said project to be $457,370, and whereas the received bids range from a low bid of $456,238 and a high bid of $607,799.60, and whereas the bids received were referred to Medina Township Board of Trustees for review, and whereas the Medina County Engineer has recommended the bid for the Hood Road Improvement Project be awarded to Carvo Companies, Inc., 4524 Hudson Drive, Hudson, Ohio, 44224. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Medina Township Board of Trustees of Medina County, Ohio. Section 1, the Carvo Companies, Inc. bid for the Hood Road Improvement Project is hereby accepted. Section 2, the Hood Road Improvement Project is awarded to Carvo Companies, Inc., for the price of $456,238 as set forth in Exhibit A attached hereto.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Mark Gravis?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
I got a quick question on here. My PO, it says 288. Is that going to be a big deal? He said 238 on that?
238.
Just amend that.
Change it.
Just change it, we haven't voted on it yet, so.
Yeah, just change it to 238, I must have read that wrong.
And then do you want to vote?
I'll vote now, sure.
Yes. Aye.
Aye. All right, on with purchase orders.
All right, back to the purchase order.
All right, I'd like to make a motion to approve a purchase order. Department's going to be service. The vendor is Carvo Companies, Inc. The amount will be $456,238, and as described before, this is for the Hood Road Construction and Paving Project.
Second.
Roll call.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Anything else, Denny, before I go to? Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I can make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 6/26 of 2020 to 7/9 of 2020, including electronic check starting at 38-2020 and ending with electronic check 39-2020 and starting with check number 30868 and ending with check number 30893. The total amount is $92,497.27.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Next up is approval appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 7/9 of 2020 and incorporate this 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is credit card attestation. I'm Mike Stoffel, Chairman of the Board of Trustees of Medina Township, Ohio, hereby attest that pursuant to Section 505.64 of the Ohio Revised Code and its meeting on July 9th, 2020, the board reviewed the credit card account transaction detail for each account listed below and for the dates June 3rd, 2020 through July 1st, 2020, as provided by the fiscal officer. The credit card accounts include Amazon, E&amp;H Ace Hardware, Home Depot, Lowe's, PNC, Staples, Tractor Supply, and Walmart. New business, approval of previous minutes. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve the following minutes. The June 25th, 2020 regular trustee meeting, which all trustees were in attendance.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is the 2021 tax budget resolution. This time I'd like to put forth the following resolution, number 07092020-020, to approve the 2021 tax budget for Medina Township in Medina County, Ohio, and incorporate this 22-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
Mark Reddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is fire levy discussion. So Chief, I've asked you, and I've talked to the mayor about coming up with some numbers for possibly the next contract with the city. I know it's preliminary right now. You came back with kind of an estimate for just adding weekend staffing for right now. You're still working on the numbers for what it would be. We know as a board it's not going to be $230,000 with a new contract based on cost of repairs to the vehicles, adding additional staffing for the weekends possibly, maybe adding, you know, 24-hour day staffing or whatever. We don't know exactly where we're at yet. So that being said, I've kind of looked at it. I think Mark's kind of looked at it. I don't know if Chuck's kind of, I think you mentioned last time where are we at or what we're kind of doing or whatever. So in regards to that, knowing that the cost isn't going to be $230,000, we don't know what it's going to be at this time. I think me as a board personally would like to see maybe put a levy on for the fire service. Knowing that $230,000 is not going to be the cost, it's going to be more. Knowing what we have in our fund right now is not going to get us for another 4 or 3 year contract without having to go to the voters possibly for additional money. So I'd like to maybe at least look to see what 2 mil levy would bring in for a fire and EMS levy going forward. We kind of have a short window in regards to possibly putting it on for November ballot. But that's kind of some of the things. Or do you have anything kind of bring up?
I'd like to see more staffing. I'd like to see more maintenance. I know I've had discussions with you on finding the trucks in certain instances not up to my at least standard, and maybe it's budgetary that stops a lot of that.
Well, give me an example.
I have pictures that I sent you.
The tarp torn. Again, we're taking a big hit because basically there's been no maintenance from the firefighters we hired. They said if it wasn't broken, it didn't get fixed before. We're working on a comprehensive report. We've tripled our maintenance budget with the vehicles. In fact, we still got the one that's been out of service for 2 months for over $10,000 just diagnosing a problem, which the firefighters said it's always had these mystery problems for last, you know. So here we are dealing with a lot of them. If it's a torn tarp, I don't know about it. That doesn't trickle upstream.
I understand, but there's a lot. I mean, even the condition of the station. I mean, this place that we're still using, it needs some stuff. You know, that other station, I walked through there, it needs some stuff. That maybe the guys aren't telling you, I don't know if you're not walking through them, but...
I don't.
It needs some stuff. If the public was supposed to walk in, I think they'd be a little bit disappointed in the way it presents itself right now. And I'm not saying, like I said, if you're not going through, I'm not putting it on you, but it's going to cost money to do those things. We don't have it budgeted. We need money to do those things. I think, in my personal opinion, the standard that I held to when I was on the fire department was, here, and I want that still to maintain as far as, how the trucks present, how everything looks, and how the service is for the community, so.
I get on the building things, I don't go through them every once in a while, but as far as the maintenance, they're getting 300% more maintenance than they've ever seen when they're under the old. Maybe they're not shined and polished, I don't know about the end of it, if they're washed properly. I'm not out there every day, we're pretty busy.
Then maybe that's part of the problem, though, that someone needs to be looking at it, and the day-to-day stuff needs to get taken care of as well. But like I said, there's a big investment to purchase those trucks, as you know, and we need to maintain them, and we have to have a capital budget to replace. We don't know when that is. We've kind of talked back and forth, but never gotten, okay, you're going to be up in 3 years. How do we save for that? So putting a budget on an independent budget would help us support all the things, kind of like we used to do. Maybe get line items that we manage a little bit more of that, and have more say in what gets fixed, how it gets fixed. That would be my hope.
And Chief, this is nothing to pile on. We're just trying to throw some things out because I know you're kind of looking at what possibly it could look like for a new contract. With the COVID thing and that being out there, it's been hard for the committee to kind of get back together to kind of review. This is what something that they were looking at and things like that. So as a board, I think that's something we're hoping maybe we can at least see some kind of numbers somewhere sooner than later just to kind of get an idea as to where we're at. And I know it would be a ballpark number, but it'd be kind of...
Again, the immediate discussion with the mayor, there's probably going to be a bump for a maintenance issue.
Right, right.
Double A equipment that Montville has, simple as that. But as far as staffing or 24/7, that would be above and beyond what the mayor is even talking about in his contract.
And I know you've taken a cut in your budget for next year with all this going on that too. So I figured that somewhere down the road, the two townships would have a bigger part in money-wise because of the cost that you've sustained and taken a cut in your budget. So that's one of the reasons why I think we're looking at possibly putting a levy on. This way we have some money coming in for capital improvements, for additional things that might come up that aren't budgeted right now for, and eventually what we had in our fund for fire is going to be non-existent. And then we'll just be relying on some of the safety service, which really isn't a whole lot in regards to splitting it between police and fire.
Yeah. Police is chewing up more and more of that budget.
Right. So we're looking at possibly doing it this way, then that way we have our own separate to put towards the additional things that needed to be done.
Right. As far as I actually just got the email yesterday from the mayor about the contractual stuff. I was working on the weekend staffing. And it's probably before you guys officially took over, we did look at the staffing. We're staffing more hours, and they did an analysis of the call volumes by days. So we're covering the peak times. It's the most efficient way to do it. And the Saturdays and Sundays, we've never done it. It's a very low call period. And even going over Elaine and Celia worked with my clerk at the time. They went through them. They actually went through payroll. It was almost 40 to 48%. You didn't have the staffing on Saturdays either. It was less than two people or two people only. So it wasn't, I've heard that the citizens want their weekends back, but they didn't really have it before. So it's something to keep in mind too.
Anything else, Mark?
No.
Chuck, anything on this?
Just my thing is, with getting a number sooner than later, because, as time goes, we all learn that, it's 6 months going to go fast. So I like to kind of maybe set like a hard date when we're going to start getting a number or something like that, so we can be prepared too.
I'm hoping to have the maintenance end by the end of next week.
Okay.
The built mechanics are doing it, and I got a new secretary. She's trying to go through the POs. Our system doesn't merge at all as one. It's a mechanics building, and all the vendors are out there, so they're trying to go through every POs for 3 years to see which went to which vehicles. We have an idea what it actually costs us each year.
Okay.
We're planning to have that done by next week. And that would, I'll have a really firm number by the end of next week, staying the same operationally. Now, if you want to put on weekends or 24 hours, that would be above and beyond.
Okay. I think this would give our voters an opportunity also. It wasn't given the opportunity to vote on anything the first time. It was the way it was. This will give them the opportunity. If we want to request more service and we have the budget to do so, we should be able to do that, correct?
Like Mike just mentioned, we took a 10% cut, and we're supposed to get another revision from the auditor in August. They may cut us again because we're 100% on income tax.
Right.
I don't know what impact. I mean, we have some carry forward. They took a big whack out of that already. I don't know where it's going to be
right
for any of us, I guess.
Well,
it's COVID stuff.
All right.
Anything else, Mark? Before I do this, you want to put a public comment?
That's up to you.
Yeah, let's open a floor to public comment. So this time I'd like to make a motion to open the floor for public comment, at which time please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record.
Second that.
Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Redd.
Aye.
This time the floor is open for public comment. Anyone?
Gary. Gary Beeney, 3803 Hamilton Road. How much is in the... Didn't used to be the fire had its own...
The fire had its own, correct.
Its own amount. How much is
right now? Right now it's $840,000.
Oh, that's all. 800 now or
805,000.
Roughly. Did the township lay off people?
The township lay off people in regards to.
You're talking about unemployment.
No, we had two individuals file. Well, three individuals filed for unemployment. One of them was a previous clerk that filed. The other.
When you say clerk, that people think of that as the fiscal officer.
It was one of our previous admin assistants. When she left, then she had another job, lost that, so she filed. I guess, let's say it. One of them was our assistant
secretary down at the police department. She filed when all the COVID started. Her hours got moved back and bumped. She filed, and then our former trustee filed for unemployment. So that's where we're at. That's what we're trying to appeal. Somehow or another, unemployment approved it, and we're in the process of trying to appeal it. So it's a nightmare right now trying to go through and get a hold of people at unemployment that can kind of help you. Like I said, it's this person's trained so far this because they're cross-training everybody because they're understaffed and everything like that. So we're in the process of appealing it and trying to go forward as to what we actually have in that. So
we're in a tough situation because every month that we don't pay that bill, we are getting hit with a very stiff penalty. So the Ohio Revised Code specifies that elected officials are not
entitled to
unemployment. However, the state of Ohio is hitting us with a penalty that they're saying will not be.
But did the person lose or did they quit?
My understanding is they were furloughed.
This is a trustee.
Previous one. Yeah, no, I mean, had another job after.
You're better off in that context.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't
think
that's
fine.
That trustee should not be getting
it. So that's where we're at.
So it's a difficult situation.
Right, so we're working through it. Like I said, it's.
Yeah, good luck. I mean,
so we're trying.
One other question.
Yes.
Good. What's the lifespan on the new Hood Road after they build it? Is there like a warranty or anything? No,
there's not a guarantee that nobody's going to put a number as to how many years or whatever. I mean, we're hoping for at least 10.
I guess defects or something like that.
Right.
I've just thrown this out here. Could it possibly be if the township in the future bought, if land came up for sale on Hood Road, the township bought it, and then when they owned it all, just shut that road down?
The land that goes up along that road, that hill, is all going to the county parks. Oh, that's supposedly all going to the county parks when
everyone died.
The previous owner, the owner died or passed away.
Oh, okay. They don't have to worry about maintaining it anymore?
The road could be moved over,
More to move the road over farther. But as of right now, what we're doing is
hopefully
going to give us, at least 10 years. I'm hoping, knock on wood, there's no guarantee. Nobody will write a guarantee as to how long
they're fixing the problem. One of the main problems is the water going over the top. The road is behind the garden. Because there's going to be curbs up those things. Concrete, curb and gutter.
Yeah, it's just too bad we couldn't just buy it and shut it.
Yes.
That was the thought.
Yeah. Anything else, Gary?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Jim Trainer, 4004 Remsen Road. I'd like to read something. This was a conclusion that was done by the feasibility study that was done with you guys with the fire department, with the fire district.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they said. The city of Medina Fire Department provides services in a highly efficient manner, and that the lower cost per call, per square mile, per person, that the majority of peers analyzed for this study. But it seems to me that they're doing a great job, according to the study, that the fire department
this has nothing
a great
to do with
job.
Them not doing a
correct.
Good job.
Right, it's in regards to, knowing that the contract cost is going to go up based on what we're asking for additional staffing from them. Knowing maintenance of vehicles is taking a big hit out of his budget now, we assume that some of that's going to be put back on the townships to subsidize those costs there. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at everything as a whole. What's it going to be going forward, and where are we going to be at? If it's a three-year contract, we're going to run out before the three-year contract would be up.
Right now, with the COVID, with people out of work and the people that are on fixed incomes, you're talking about doing a levy, which is going to cost a lot of money.
It's going to be back to what we had, Jimmy, and the voters will have a chance to vote on it.
I mean,
no one will not have a voice.
I mean, it's going to be tough. It's tough right now
for
everybody. I'm sure it's tough on you guys' budgets, too, but you really ought to think about maybe holding off on a levy until things get better.
Medina doesn't do what the city of Cleveland, they like overcharge fire.
Could we just keep this to public comment, Gary, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else, Jimmy?
I'd just like to say, I think right now it's a tough time for everybody, and I think you guys should consider putting it off till maybe next year, if anything, because right now I just think it's too tough on everybody, especially with the COVID and everything else like that, and people out of work.
So basically what I think you're saying is we have enough money for the next year or so, but obviously we know that we don't have enough money for the completion of the whole entire contract. You know, because even if we stayed at 230, you're going to be like at 690 in that thing, and we all know it's not going to be 230.
This will be the time to negotiate the contract too for us. If we want more services, our contract's up in January, so we have to be prepared if we're going to ask for more services or ask for more maintenance or ask for some stuff to our building or spend money on stuff for our buildings, that we have the money to cover it.
And then part of this is too, Jimmy, once we start collecting, it won't be next year. If we decide to put something on November, it passes, it won't get collected until 2022. That's when we start seeing the money coming in.
Okay. Well, I'd just like for you to think about it. That's all.
Anyone else? Yes.
Sorry I walked in late. Bruce Christopher is my name.
Your address, Bruce, I'm sorry.
Pardon?
Your address, too, please.
Address is 4160 Monterey Drive, Medina. Are we talking about going back to having their own fire department?
No.
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 Okay.
We're talking about adding money to a levy, through a levy, possibly, to be able to pay for fire service with whoever we contract with.
Because a few years ago, when Mark and Mike were running for office, I invited you to come to my house. And you came, I asked you a series of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you answered the questions. Then I did research on the answers. And the answers were, apparently you didn't have the full scope of what was going on. Because after researching with the township and with the fire department, there were a lot of discrepancies. And one of the very last, matter of fact, the last question I asked as you were walking out, I said, so we're going to have worse fire protection when we get switched over now that we're with them? And Mark turned to me and he said, and it might not be an exact quote, but boy, it's close, no, we'll have better protection for a short term. And I was stunned. I was absolutely stunned to think that you had fought so hard to try to have our fire department, and yet we could have had better protection for 10 years.
No, and maybe, let me clarify that the thought process was initially we would, because they had staffing that they could guarantee. They're starting to lose staffing, and they're struggling to fill spots just like we were. My goal was to keep our fire department and have a say in how we did get staffing. Right now we don't have as much. We can ask and we could try to put levies on to pay for it, and they could still say, no, we don't want to do that. They don't have to accept our request. So it gives us more flexibility by maintaining our own budget like we used to, but it doesn't necessarily guarantee better coverage.
You know, the one, in fairness, the fire department, because I spoke to the chief at the same time, and I know that you had mentioned that you realized that you were going to have to put on some full-time people in order to keep people instead of just training people and having them go off to others. And I haven't followed up on it. I have to admit, I have not followed up on it much, so I don't know if that's been done or not.
We have three administrative people, and they're just still turning over a lot of young kids all the time. They get hired, we train them to get hired out, and but I think we're just lucky we're big enough with volume with the six stations that we, you know, are able to cover our own calls for us.
Does that, I mean, so that's where my head was. At the time, they were better staffed than us. We were struggling to fill positions, but I think Chief Painter would tell you, it's tough. It's tough to, you know, guys have other jobs, so if the other job's paying more that day, it's hard for them to come in and take the money here. So it's
so
the same.
If we have our own budget, how is that going to change?
It's we could request more staffing is what we can do. So the staffing might be dedicated to us, possibly. That's one of the options. I mean, there's a lot of options, right? We don't know which one's going to work, but we know that this one's not the best for us right now.
I think I would have to go along with Mr. Traynor. I think that it should be looked at a little bit more closely, because last time, as I said, some absolute definite positive comments were made to me, and when I researched them, turns out they were not accurate. So I'm a little leery sitting here today saying, okay, let's have our own budget, when we don't know how that's going to be spent, how, listening to what's being said, we don't know how that's going to be spent, if it's even going to mean that we're going to have more fire people. And I can't really believe that you're going to have a fire department and you're going to say, okay, these guys are for the township.
Not necessarily for the township, but they could be stationed like they're doing now. They're giving us two guys from 4 to midnight in the township. Maybe that's a request we can make. We want someone during the day in the township. Our trucks to stay in the township could be a possible request that we made. Right now, there's no guarantee. Our brush truck chief, how much has it been in the township in the last 2 years?
Oh, it's permanently assigned at Station 1.
In the city?
It's one of the small vehicles we have for doing EMS, chasing EMS calls.
So it would just give us more say and more control over what we've spent money on and what we are going to spend money on.
Yeah, Bill Ostman, 3670 Hamilton Road. You'd have to make a decision to get on the November ballot in August. What's that date?
The 4th, I believe.
The 4th, so you've only got two meetings to...
Correct.
Are all three of you going to be at both those meetings?
No.
I will not be at the next one.
Neither will I.
Well, we'll have to reschedule it.
Yes.
Okay, so you've only got two meetings, or right now, actually.
Correct.
You've only got one.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? This time I'd like to make a motion to close the floor for public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Gravis.
Aye.
John
Thompson. Aye. All right. That being said, this time I'd like to make a motion to put resolution number 07092020-021, a resolution declaring it necessary to proceed with the submission of a new township fire and EMS levy and incorporate this three-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Gravis.
Aye.
Chuck Thompson.
Aye. Anything else before the board? Mark?
No. Angela, is it going to be an issue? There's a list of things that have to follow. I'm getting this to Mary Beth and filling out. There's a form that has to be filled out. I'll go out after the meeting. I'll show you everything.
Okay. Is this, so, because I haven't seen it, would this be taking the place of our EMS levy?
No, this would basically be worded the same as what we had on the previous levy, the 2 mil for fire and EMS is what it stated.
It's always covering everything the way we had it before, even though it's just fire service. They perform EMS,
right?
So when I talked to the prosecutor's office, they said it should be included in the language.
Is it being included this time?
It is. It's just like it was when they took it off last time.
Chuck, do you have anything?
Well, other than the fact that I think Mark and I are both going to be gone between the 19th and the 25th, we'll have to reschedule that.
Yeah, how do we?
We'll have to, but, well, A-roll. That's going to be an issue.
I'm leaving Sunday morning.
I'm leaving Saturday. Or Friday, I'm sorry.
Angela just needs a sign. There's not enough.
No, I think there is.
Is there? The bottom? Oh, the back. No. I guess we can sign next to our name.
So you guys are going to both be out of town for a week?
Yeah, I'm going to be out the whole week.
What's the other way we have to do signatures?
I'll be here.
I told you last, I mean, I told you guys I was going on vacation that one.
Just sign next to your name. There's no spot. How's that work then, Angela?
It's a really good question.
No, you need two signatures.
Right. We'd have to have it.
Like I said, I'll be leaving town about 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so I'm off free Saturday for signatures.
Anyway, do a special hat. You wouldn't have payroll done.
No,
no, there's no way. I mean, I don't even think the police, they get paid, like, their timesheets won't even be done until, like, the 18th at midnight.
Right. Last meeting, gonna be gone.
Oh, I say anything. Well, I didn't think about. I was subject to COVID. I'm leading a high adventure trip in the wilderness with scouts. So there's only two leaders, and you know, we're meeting an outfit, you know, an outfitter on Sunday. So I won't be in even range of anything.
I don't know.
I'll have to find out. Who asked? Prosecutor?
Well, we kind of already have, and this is an idea.
Reach out to him, and if we have to call special meeting, figure it out.
I gotta call him tomorrow anyway, okay. So.
Is it just a matter of me signing paperwork? I'm gonna be 3.5 hours in Pennsylvania. Can we FedEx or UPS stuff to where I'm gonna be at, sign it next day back? It's a one-day, you know, shit.
Can you ask that question, Mike? I'm going to be down south. I'm going to be in Helton Head, so.
Yeah. I'll ask him tomorrow. You say I call him for another item.
With the COVID restrictions and everything like that, we were in great, you know, on this camp out for ever, and then when they got the green light, just take it when you can get it.
So are we... That presents a problem with warrants too, though.
Same thing. Well, you could send her and have them sign it and send it back.
No, those have to be approved by vote, no matter. Like, whereas with payroll,
we could hold off on those till
what warrant?
Saturday, maybe.
Yeah, just
and do a special meeting.
We've been having. This issue with our mail, we're getting things that are due. We had a couple things come in on, I think it was Monday. That were due even, I mean, this week before the meeting, and they had a call.
That's just the way, it's the way the mail is working right now.
I know, it's crazy. But,
I'll be back, like I said, Saturday, late. So Sunday morning I could do something if we had to. Okay? When will you be back?
We're leaving Saturday about 11 o'clock, so I'd be Saturday afternoon, late afternoon.
Either late afternoon Saturday or Sunday morning.
That'll be the 26th.
I won't be here. Oh, you guys will.
Yeah, just got to prove it.
We just have to look at those due dates, because there will be, since we didn't have, there's going to be credit card, and yeah, those ones, there is not a period.
So you want to set a special meeting for July 26th? What time?
I think we need to, Mike, I would wait and look. We have to see when those due dates are.
Okay. And then we talk to the prosecutor tomorrow. Chuck, do you have anything else?
Any other good news?
No.
Angela, do you have anything?
No.
Just to let you guys know, tomorrow I have a meeting with Otarma rep for our IT. They come out and do an assessment of our IT services and that. So he'll be out tomorrow. I'm meeting with him at 9 a.m. Anything else? That's it for me.
I got one thing, Mike.
Danny?
That maintenance of those trucks.
Yeah.
As you guys know, and fiscal officer also knows, all those trucks went to Williams once a year, the pump test and all the service.
Okay.
So for the fire chief to say that they weren't maintained, I don't think that's a correct way to say that. And I also seen the reports from the city mechanic when they took over, and their mechanic said those trucks were in excellent shape. So, for what it's worth.
Okay.
That's my feeling.
Appreciate it, Denny. Nothing else? This time I can make a motion to adjourn Medina Township trustee meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:49 p.m.
Do you have that one piece of paper I had?